Some organic foods are now cheaper to buy than their conventional counterparts. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide-brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Rising retail food prices are making organic and natural foods look like a bargain. David Stelzer's Azure Standard in North Central Oregon distributes its organic foods nationally and beyond.
Azure has become the distribution network to connect the regenerative growers with consumers. And no, it doesn't have to be more expensive. I just had a customer tell me a couple weeks ago that they did a huge price comparison with conventional from their local grocery store, and Azure's organic. They were able to eat organic food at about 5% less than they would have eaten standard conventional fare bought in standard American packaging in a major grocery retailer.
Stelzer cites his own family's health experience when touting the benefits of organic and natural foods.
I grew up the sickly kid, my wife as well. We changed our diet completely to an organic, regenerative-based diet 100%. We raised 11 children without ever having to have one of them see a doctor, except for one broken femur.
Another similar story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.